The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Tiki calling again from Wilmington, Delaware. I just happen to be up right now listening to your show, and I see that we're featured on Psycho Man, me and my son Walter. So I was just compelled to tell this story. Before I tell this story, please don't judge me, Tony and Jenny. I was so young at the time and did a lot of dumb things. But, like, I'm 42 years old now, so I'm, older. But this happened when I was about 17. 17, I was kind of a rebellious kid, but I just had Walter. So he was about 3 months old, and I lived with my aunt. And I used to call her my mama because she was just, like, such a motherly figure to me, more so than an aunt. But at that time, her father was sick, and he came to stay with us. Now, mind you, I didn't really know too much about Alzheimer's then, but I just knew that he was coming to stay with us because he had Alzheimer's. Okay, everything was fine at first until the sickness started to progress, and he became, to me, like almost like a pain in my bottom because the things he would do. Like, he had this cane. I just remember him having this wooden cane that he walked with, and if we were sitting near him or we walked by, he'd just swing the cane and hit us in our legs or our back or our knees or wherever that cane landed is where it landed. And, I mean, he'd be really swinging. It's not like, oh, he's just tapping you with it. No, he's swinging it. Like, he's swinging for the Atlanta Braves or just the Orioles or anything. I don't know. It was just, like, with a whole lot of force. And then he would like if he was sitting next to you, he just out of nowhere just start cussing you out and, you know, telling you to move or being mean. And it'd be times that he just make you feel really bad about yourself, really low. But there was a point where I like was really like, you know what, you want to keep on doing mean things to me, I'll show you about being mean. That's the type of mind frame that I was in with him, because it was like me and him were like back and forth with this who was going to do what worst. But don't judge me. Please don't judge me. So like this one time, I remember Walter's diaper. His diaper was wet, and I kind of like opened it up and got like the silicone pieces out, and I started to throw them at him. So he was swinging this cane around thinking it was a bunch of flies flying around him. And me, I just remember me and my sister Tiffany just laughed and laughed, because he was just like, oh, it's too many flies all around. So then I'm like, yeah, it is. We need to get the flies. Swing the cane. Pop, swing the cane. And like, he steady swinging and we're steady throwing more pieces at him. And I remember another time he sent me to the store to get him like a book of matches. And people know that matches are free, but I told him the matches were $20. I remember taking his money and going to get me a CD, a R. Kelly CD, and just coming back with the book of matches. And he's just like, I don't have no change. I said, oh, no, they're high. Like, I don't believe they were that high, but they were. But here's your book of matches. And I don't even know why my stupidity would get a man with Alzheimer's a book of matches when he wasn't even allowed to have those type of things, because he would take matches and he would light them and just throw them on the floor. So that was another dumb thing I did, but wasn't really thinking about it at the time, just thinking about being mean because he was being mean to me. And it was other times he would scream at us to get him some gin and find his gun that he had. I guess he had an old-time gun at his house before he came to live with us, but he would always try to make us search the whole house for the gun. Or he'd be like, go get my gin, find my gin now. So I'd go and get him some sugar water and make him drink that, and just he'd be like, oh, this is good, but it tastes like sugar water. And I'm just like, oh, no, it's gin. It's good. Pop. And he'd be like, yeah, it's good. Thank you. And, you know, and then, but not all the time. I'm not going to say he was just mean all the time. It was just sometimes he would go into that zone. But at that time, like I said, I was young and dumb, and I didn't really know too much about the disease that I know now. But, yeah, so this went on for maybe a couple months until his sickness really, you know, took over a lot. And he ended up passing away. Now, the night that he passed away, everybody came to the house from different states who were visiting, you know, going to be there for the funeral or whatever. So we ended up being put out of our rooms. My sister and me and a couple of my cousins were down in the basement sleep where he used to sleep. Now, mind you, it was a finished basement. It was nice. It had, like, you know, the typical TV, couch in a bedroom, in a bed or whatever. It was really nice. But we were down there sleep, and Walter, around 3 o'clock in the morning, ended up throwing up. Like, I could hear him gargling or something. So I like picked him up and turned the light on, and his throw up just shot out. I mean, and it was just like a weird throw up. It was like almost like The Exorcist when she spit, like when she threw up on the priest. It just came out like that, nothing but milk. So I'm just like, oh gosh, Walter. And I'm just cleaning him up and cleaning myself up in the bed, and something just told me to look. So I turned my head, and lo and behold, my pop is sitting in the chair just looking at me. And I'm like, did I just see what I thought I saw? Like, I had to really do a whole double take, because I'm thinking, okay, I'm tripping. Because the first time I looked, I'm just like, oh, not really paying any attention. So then I look back at Walter, and then I'm just like, wait a minute. And I look back, and he's still sitting there. And I'm just like, I'm tripping. Oh, my gosh. And he sort of, like, nods his head, like, yeah, you see me. I see you. And I just remember taking Walter under my arm like a football. And I mean, like, a literal football is how I was holding him. And I just remember screaming to my cousins, Kia, Tiffany, all y'all get up. I just seen Pop. We got to get out of here. So I remember just holding him and running up the steps really fast, going to the other room where the other family members were sleeping. And they were just like, oh, you saw him. Oh, that just, he just came back to, I guess, let us know that he was okay. And, you know, they weren't too worried about it. And so I was just like, no, I got to get out of this house. Like, you don't understand the things that I did. This man is coming back for me. Like, because that's what I was thinking at the time. And so nothing really happened after that, but just like after the funeral and all, everybody left and everybody's going back to their daily routines. One early morning, like around 3 o'clock in the morning, I remember laying in the bed and I couldn't move for nothing. But I would hear all these sounds around me and it was creeping me out and I was trying to move and I couldn't move. And I'm just like thinking to myself, what is going on? Because I've never had that feeling before, but I did learn that it's like either you're going into a lucid dream or the witch is riding your back. So at that time, I believe that's what it was, the witch riding my back, because the noises and the sounds around me, it would just have me freaked out. And I just remember it finally let me go, and I just hopped up like, oh, my God, what was that? But not really paying that much attention to it. So then the next night, about 5 o'clock in the morning, I was getting ready to go to school. I had to be at my bus stop around 7, so I was sleeping. I had went, you know, got dressed, took my shower and got dressed, and it was still early, about 6:30. I had to be out at 7, so I sat in a chair that was near my door to my room, and I was just thinking, okay, I'll just catch a little Z's before I have to go catch the bus. So I just remember sitting there, and no sooner did I get comfortable, I just got this feeling that I couldn't move. And I'm just sitting in a chair like, oh, my God, what is going on? Like, this is happening again? And all of a sudden, I heard, like, a person walking up the stairs, and the only way I can explain it is they were walking up the stairs with a cane. So, you know, you hear the cane, step, step, cane, step, step, and I'm just thinking, oh, my God, he is coming to get me. So I just remember trying to pray, trying to do anything, trying to get up off that chair, and with so much force, it had me, like, stuck to the chair. And by the time I could hear him at the top of the steps, it finally let me loose, and I was able to, like, break loose, and I kind of, like, flew toward the bed, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, like, this is crazy. This is I don't know what to do anymore, because this has been going on now for, like, weeks. So I remember going to school that day and telling a friend of mine what had happened, what I had did first, and what was going on now. And he was just like, you know what? You need to go home, and you need to really ask God to forgive you, number one, and you need to ask your grandfather to forgive you, number two, because that's probably what it is. He's just haunting you because of what you did and how you treated him. So I was just like, you know what? You have to be right. What else can I lose? So I remember going home, gathering my sister when she got off of school, and I told her, look, we need to pray. We need to really pray and ask God to forgive us and ask Pop-Pop to forgive us too. So we went to my room and we got on our knees and we started praying. And as soon as, like, I was just like, you know what, God, please forgive me for this. Like, this was wrong of me. And I said, Pop-Pop, please forgive me. I'm so sorry. I'm just so sorry. I'm so sorry I did that to you. And no sooner did I say that, the air and everything in the room just shifted. And it was just almost like I could breathe again. Like, it was just like a relief. And that never, like, he never came back after that. I never had any more experiences with him, but it just always felt like something was in the basement. Like, every time I would go down there, like, somebody was there with me, but I never, like, he never haunted me again after that, and I never, like, did anything to anybody elderly after that. Not ever. Like, ever. That was something that I really had to learn, and it scared the bejesus out of me. But that's another, I have other stories, but this was one that really terrified me as a child, at 17. So, thanks for listening. But, yeah, that's it. And I hope to hear this one. I love your show. I love you guys. Keep everything you're doing up, because it is exciting just to know that somebody else, this is a place where you can vent and tell your stories. And I really appreciate you guys. Thank you.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.